Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of the book, Your Message Matters, How to Rise Above the Noise and Get Paid for What. And today is the final day in our book club series. I know, you're probably disappointed. It's coming to an end. Or maybe you're like, finally, it's coming to an end. However that falls for you, I wanted to say thank you for being a part of this. I really hope that it has allowed you to grow, not only in your knowledge, but hopefully by taking action to what you've heard so far. And so today we're going to combine chapters 18 and 19. 19's sort of the conclusion of the book in itself, and it's going to apply some principles. And it's amazing how the timing's working out, because at the time of this recording, next week, I'm launching a brand new book. It's called Discover Your Message, a 14-day guide to uncover your calling and find your niche as a writer, coach, or speaker. Now, one of the things that people kept giving me feedback on was just how valuable the very beginning of the book, Your Message Matters, was. And I decided to take that concept of discovering your unique strengths and figuring out your people and finding your message and actually dedicate an entire book to it. So we've got the book coming out in Kindle, paperback, a hardcover edition, and I have created a 60-page workbook. And all of that is going to be available on Amazon on October the 3rd. And of course, we are working on an audiobook for that as well, if I didn't mention that. So excited about that. In fact, I might even be doing a series teaching through that book as well. So let me know if you would love that. All right, let's jump into today's session. We're going to be jumping into chapter 18, Empowering Hands, Moving People from Delay to Action. Now, I kick off this chapter talking about a story that was really monumental in my life. I was a part of a mastermind. I actually created this mastermind of people and friends, and I just wanted to be surrounded by awesome people. And during this time, we tried to get together once or twice a year. And so we got together for a couple days in Dallas, Texas, and we just mastermind. That's the only purpose, was to get together in a room, help one another out. And we did an amazing exercise that I talk about at the beginning of this chapter. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little bit from page 238 in the book so that you can understand the story and where we're going with this. I was sitting in a hotel conference room in Dallas, Texas, on the second day of a private mastermind meetup. I was in the room with a dozen close friends when one individual piped up and said, "Before we go, let's take turns putting each person in a hot seat and share with them what we think their superpower might be." Since we knew each other, this seemed like a great idea. Most people discount their own gifts or underestimate the value they bring. Why not end our time together by being reminded of how each of us show up best? The room was electrifying as words like charismatic, motivational, insightful, and thought leader were thrown out to describe various participants. Then it was my turn. I squirmed in the seat, a bit curious what my peers would say, and then someone shouted out, "You're Mr. Practical." The room unanimously and enthusiastically agreed. It all happened so fast. Wait, I thought. I was hoping to go around the room and hear several thoughts and ideas. maybe even a better word than practical? I must admit, I left the conference room a bit discouraged that day. My superpower is Mr. Practical. At that time, I thought practical equaled boring. But the more I looked over my body of work in the following days, the more I realized they were right. My books, courses, blog posts, podcasts, and videos were all indeed very practical. And then I go in and I talk about the story of how that led me to really driving home. If one of the things that I drive home with the people in my communities and courses and coaching and memberships, it's practical action steps, giving them the gift of clarity. And I want to pass that gift along to you. That one of the most helpful things you can do to not only attract an audience, but keep them and build that tribe is moving people from delay to action, helping them get out of their heads, figure out that it's not as hard as they think it is, and that it's actually about taking a step. And there's one simple step that they can take, lowering the anxiety in their life and giving them the clarity of the next step. So here are a few pointers that I share in this chapter. First, give the gift of clarity. I love this quote by E.F. Schumacher in his essay, Small is Beautiful. This is what he wrote, quote, "Any intelligent fool can make things bigger, more complex. It takes a touch of genius and a lot of courage to move in the opposite direction." In other words, your role as a guide is to bring simplicity to the complexity your audience faces. And that is so important that we understand that we have the opportunity to give that gift. And that if we can be the person that offers clarity, then people will keep coming back to us when they feel overwhelmed. Now, another tool or another principle here is to design a teaching tool. Now, it's got lots of names. So people call it frameworks. I saw this trend in a couple different books, business books that I really like. The first one was 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I remember seeing the diagram in the very first page or two that kind of on one page showed the entire diagram of the 7 habits. Then there was The Good to Great by Jim Collins. He had the 3 concentric circles that kind of went together, and that was the hedgehog concept. These 3 principles is what moves a company from good to great. And on it goes. I saw these visual frameworks, and that's when I leaned into that. So my very first self-published book was The 15 Success Traits of Pro Bloggers, and I had the Blogging Success Pyramid, and there were 15 principles or habits that you could do to help build your blogging business. And that was a 1-page diagram. When I created Your Message Matters, the book that you're listening to and reading right now, if you look on the very back, page 257, there is the Messenger Roadmap. It is the entire book on one piece of paper. Up at the top, it's got your acronym. It's got your message defined. It has a place for the Messenger Manifesto that we covered together. And then there's a place for the 4 habits that we've been going through. Connect, create, capture, and compile. Again, a map, a framework, a teaching tool. And once you create these tools, what's amazing is they become the chapter outline of your book. They become the topics of your keynote talks. Maybe they're the parts of your membership site or course. They can be the main subject of your event, your workshop, your retreat. It can become a coaching tool that you use with clients to help them fill it out, complete it, do the qualities, whatever it is. A teaching tool is one of the most strategic steps you can take. In fact, here's a couple of reasons why, if I've not convinced you so far. Reason 1, a teaching tool helps your audience gain a visual understanding. Like I mentioned, the books that were so impactful for me were the ones that had a 1-page visual that helped me to know and remember the core concepts of the book. Reason 2, A teaching tool gives your audience a pathway of belonging. They can see on the map, the framework, maybe where they are or what they have figured out and what they have not figured out. And that helps you as the coach or the mentor to come alongside and help them. Reason number three, a teaching tool forces you to get clarity on your own message. I think one of the best parts of this whole process is before I create a book, in fact, I did this with my new book, Discovering Your Message, and I'm working on the next book called Launch Your Platform. And I have designed a brand new framework for that book as well. And so by doing it, it helps me as the creator get clear on my own message and helps me to simplify it. So you can see there's some powerful reasons why. So another way that you can move people to action is creating teaching tools. And then finally, deliver quick wins. Give someone a quick win and you'll have a fan for life. Now, a quick win could be a simple tool, a one-page cheat sheet, a checklist, a resource list. It could be a useful worksheet, a spreadsheet, action guide, blueprint, or a mind map. But if you can give them a quick win, they will continue to follow you. So there you go. That's what I want you to know about that last part about empowering heads, is moving them from delay to action. And we can do that by giving them the gift of clarity, a teaching tool, and helping deliver quick wins. All right. Chapter 19 is a messenger's game plan for success. And starting on page 249, I share three big principles along with a couple of points to summarize the entire book and our journey together on this podcast. So let's go through this. Number one, it begins with an intense desire. Now, I told a story about an event where a participant brought up a Super Bowl ring to me and handed it, put it in my hand. And I'm like, I'm holding a Super Bowl ring. It was incredible. Now, it wasn't his, it was his father's. And his father was a coach of the Miami Dolphins back in 1972, but it was still amazing. I was looking at it. And then he told me the story, and you can go read the story in the chapter, last chapter of the book, about how they had all of this playbooks and all of these things they could have followed, but they really narrowed it down to, hey, if we as a team commit to having an intense desire, and a desire to improve, and a willingness to work, we can win the Super Bowl. And that's the three steps that I outlined for you. It begins with an intense desire. So when it comes to making your mark in the world, do you have that intense desire? Do you trust that your message matters? Do you believe that your story, experience, message, or passion can make a difference in the lives of others? That's where it starts. It starts with that intense desire that, man, I have something that I need to share. I've told numerous coaching clients, it's one beggar telling another beggar where he found bread. And if you are that person who used to be a beggar in your niche, whatever it is, whatever you teach, and you figured something out, wouldn't you feel the responsibility in the desire to go share that with somebody else? Absolutely. And then there's the desire to improve. Most of us want those fast results, not the incremental improvement. One of my favorite basketball coaches of all time is John Wooden. He did more than teach players the game of basketball. He taught them how to be successful in life. One of my favorite quotes from John Wooden is this one. When you improve a little each day, eventually big things occur. When you improve conditioning a little each day, eventually you have a big improvement in conditioning. Not tomorrow, not the next day, but eventually a big gain is made. Don't look for the big, quick improvement. Seek the small improvement one day at a time. That's the only way it happens, and when it happens, it lasts. Have that desire to improve, but do it consistently day after day. And then finally, number three is a willingness to work. I think one of the first rules that we should have in this journey is it's supposed to be hard. And I think if we realize that there is no easy button, there is no quick way to have money pour into your bank account or flip a switch and have 20,000 email subscribers, but that it's done one day at a time and having a willingness to work day after day. I've been telling my coaching group that's in my high-level mastermind, Insider, I've been telling them this for weeks now because I truly believe it's true. I tell them, listen, guys, I don't really have any superpowers. I'm just average at just about everything. But if I had one superpower, I want to share it with you. And what's interesting about this superpower is that it is available to anyone who wants to use it. And that superpower is consistency. Just deciding ahead of time that you're going to show up day after day after day. And eventually, those small things add up. And that's what I've done. I've just continued to show up day after day. Since the day I hit the first publish on my very first blog post in 2009, here I am in 2023. And when I look back, there was no huge moment of, wow, I'm so successful. It was, okay, we put a little bit more into our work today. Wake up the next day. Let's put more into this work. The next day, let's show up and work again. And this is why I believe that a lot of people never see success, because they don't lean into the hidden superpower of consistency. What's interesting about consistency? It doesn't require talent. It doesn't require skill. It doesn't require you to be some genius or be really smart, have a high IQ. It requires you to make a commitment to show up every day and take an action that's going to help somebody else and live for something that is bigger than yourself. So I hope that might even be a good place to land the plane on our journey as we've gone through this. But I will say, I want to give you six final thoughts. And I have these listed on page 251. Number one, believe your message matters, because it does. Number two, define your message to ignite your message. Now, what I'm so excited about this new book, Discover Your Message, is it's a 14-day guide. It's a book, but you can read one chapter a day over 14 days and define that message. That's so important to get that clarity. You have to define your message to ignite your message. Number three, become the guide, not the hero. Remember, it's not about us. It's about the people we want to serve. It's about helping them become a hero. Number four, market your message using the four keystone habits: create, capture, compile, and connect. Don't forget, those are the four things. And if what you're working on and what you're doing can't fit under one of those four umbrellas, you need to refocus. You need to take a deep breath and say, okay, I need to work on what's most important. Number five, fill out the messenger roadmap in the back of the book. Just like I mentioned, go all the way to the back, you'll find it. That one-page map can just give you clarity and take these 260 pages and really simplify and help you to remember the most important parts of our journey together. And then number six, take that 30-day messenger manifesto challenge. Remember that? It was several chapters ago, and I want to end by reading it, because this is the prayer that I want you to pray every morning. Until you internalize it, believe it, and it's going to help you to keep showing up and get that superpower that's available to you in the form of consistency. Here it goes. As I begin my day, I will choose to work from a place of mission and not fear, service and not greed, humility and not pride. I choose today to offer hope to the discouraged, purpose to the doubting, and direction to the confused. May this be my vision as I work today to build the business. Do this, my friend, and you'll make your mark on the world. Oh, and one more thing, never forget, your message matters. So there we go. We've just concluded chapter by chapter over a couple of months, week by week, helping you internalize and learn from this. If you've enjoyed this, let me know. I normally do one-off different topics, and I've done that for years, but this is the first time kind of teaching through chapter by chapter of a book. And I'm thinking about doing it with this brand new book, Discover Your Message. In fact, the very next episode, I am going to talk about the official launch of the Discover Your Message book. If you want to learn more, you want to go get a jump start on that, I've got a brand new website where I'm going to be putting all of my books, and that's platformgrowthbooks.com. platformgrowthbooks.com. Go check it out there. You can see, of course, the Your Message Matters book is there, the upcoming Discover Your Message book, and then the next one that'll be coming out in 2024, Launch Your Platform. Those are going to be coming out very soon. That's it for this episode. I thank you for hanging out with me during this series. And if you enjoyed this, would you let me know by like, share, subscribe, rate this podcast? And until next time, never forget, your message matters.